thank you for your comments on OpenGD77. I did a little bit of research on that, and apparently it cannot be used on my Anytone. But if anyone can contradict me on that, I'd be happy to hear. And the second thing, on my Anytone, I always had that problem with the Saturday night net, that the first transmission, I could hear you when you were running the Saturday night net through the local repeater. But I always had to key up the repeater first, and then it was okay. You could hear me. So very strange stuff. Anyway, next up is KB8OIS, followed by KB6NU. So, John, any exciting news for this evening?
KB8OIS, well, Pat, nice to hear your voice after a long, period of time away from the radio. So I'm glad you're back. Nice to hear you again. Yeah, the club is expecting two donations in the upcoming weeks. We have a gentleman from the Silent Key on the other side of the state whose family wants to donate looks like a collection of Kenwood and Heath Kit equipment. And then we have another local individual who wants to donate some SDR radios. So we're looking forward to receiving both of those. Some exciting stuff. The club is an offshoot of the repair group led by Yule and Ovid and Steve and Peter. They've been approved to mentor students in that 400 level class. So there'll be two projects that students have already signed up to. So they'll be coming into the shack shortly to get some further instruction and start working their project for the winter semester. And I saw the news article today about the Artemis II launch. You know, I've written letters, Amir, Peter, and others have written letters to who we thought were responsible people in charge of the GC Brown dish, and nobody has ever responded back to us. But unfortunately, we missed out on a great opportunity to participate in the Artemis launch. And I guess the last thing, you talked about DMR. The club does have a Connect System DMR. I and others have struggled to program it, so if anybody has knowledge as to how to program it, that would be perfect. The radio is just sitting up there in the shack, and it's all the cables are connected, so go for it. Back to you, Pat, KB8OIS.